All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, this article I want to talk about before we get into Ukraine. Bernie Sanders calls out Congress over proposed Jeff Bezos bailout. Bernie Sanders talking about corporate welfare. Have you ever heard that anywhere? Senator Bernie Sanders took to the pages of The Guardian on Friday to inveigh against legislation currently before Congress that, if approved, could provide billionaire Jeff Bezos' space flight company with a lucrative NASA contract to build a moon lander. At a time when over half of the people in this country live paycheck to paycheck, that sounds like Sandy Williams, when more than 70 million are uninsured and underinsured, and when some 600,000 Americans are homeless, should we really be providing a multi-billion dollar taxpayer bailout for Bezos to fuel his space hobbies? Sanders, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, wrote, "The time is now," he added, "to have a serious debate in Congress and throughout our country as to how to develop a national space policy that does not imply socialize all of the risks and privatize all of the profits. The bill at issue is the COMPETES Act, a measure ostensibly aimed at bolstering U.S. semiconductor manufacturing, providing more funding for technological research and development, and enhancing the nation's space exploration efforts." Last thing, the Vermont senator has warned for weeks, including in remarks on the Senate floor, that the bill is rife with corporate welfare. Sanders has trained much of his ire on a provision that would give NASA's $10 billion to pick a company to build a second moon lander after the agency awarded SpaceX, a company owned by billionaire Elon Musk, $3 billion contract to make a lunar rocket last year. So, Sandy, I ask you, do we really have to go to the moon and at the expense of people struggling in the society? I mean, which one is more important?
Well, that's my concern.
I know, that's what you always say.
How does our government triage its expenditure of money? And the fact is that there's some kinds of money that we spend like drunken sailors, which is interesting. Sailors are part of the defense, right? You know, if it's got glitz like going to space, or if it's got the fear of loss of world dominance like our defense expenditures, it's Katie bar the door. We spend whatever, and that happens on a bipartisan basis. So, yeah, Sanders is right. The interesting thing is what he doesn't talk about is the fact that the support for chip manufacturing that's part of that infrastructure bill really involves the government trying to figure out ways to support and actually supplement and to provide the kind of financial aid to an industry
that
we criticize China for doing. China is apparently an unfair competitor, we say, because China takes billions of Chinese yuan and sticks them into industries like silicon chips and artificial intelligence, just as our government is now doing. So sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And, you know, the fact that they call their government communist and we call our government capitalist, but our government has a great deal of the same kind of subsidization process going on from the government level as China does. And China has just about as much privatization going as we do. So I don't know which is which. And much of our subsidization is done with the name of a tax break, okay? But tax breaks are direct government subsidies, essentially almost the same as the government taking money out of the till and handing it over. Now, the fact that SpaceX is owned by a single individual is not as important to me, because whether it's owned by a single individual or 2 million shareholders, it's privately held, and the profits are only what the government would essentially support in the way of profits in that sort of an agreement. I do agree with Sanders that socializing risk and privatizing profits is one of the issues associated with how the government provides its subsidies. And I believe that China does a better job, possibly, of policing that process than our government does, because the subsidizations that come from the Chinese government come with a bunch of strings attached associated with how they hire their workers and a whole lot of other things that our government doesn't seem to do that. So, you know, I think we ought to examine our subsidization process, and I think we ought to understand that what we're calling unfair competition on the part of the Chinese exists in spades in the U.S. economy, and maybe we ought to do a better job, not of reducing the subsidies, but of do a better job of both policing them and figuring out how to better administer them.
You know, Sandy, time and time and time again, you always go back to the fact that we need to do something to make sure that children get a better quality of education and child care and all those things. And you never ease away from that. I don't care. You always go back to that.
Yeah.
But in this instance, this money that they're going to put into that, they say they can't afford to do what you keep saying.
Well,
there's no chance we can do that. We can't afford that.
That's the galling thing. You know, when I say triage, I'm talking about setting up priorities. And if we put if we did anything like a critical kind of a strategic plan for the U.S., we'd start listing the things we need to accomplish. And right up at the top would be this child birthright issue, this issue of having child daycare, of having adequate education, of assuring that every one of our next generations is better off than the generation before it. And yet, for the last several generations, what have we got? We've got each generation
worse,
less well off,
right,
than the generation before it. We, the baby boomers, have set the mark, okay? We're the best off generation ever.
Right.
And every generation to follow us has not done as well and will not do as well. They won't do as well in retirement. So what have we done here? How have we failed to set our priorities so that we could have a country of ever better opportunities and ever greater chances for everyone born as an American or naturalized as an American? And yet, wow.
And yet we point our fingers at other nations that are attempting to do that.
Yes.
Right.
And
it's socialism.
Yeah, attempting and many times
succeeding.
I mean, we can criticize China all we want, and we can look at the peccadilloes and the bad things they're doing with the Uyghurs and others, but they're creating a middle class at a rate that we could only hope to accomplish, and they're creating jobs at a rate that we could only hope to accomplish, and they're spreading wealth around their country in a very significant way, and they're controlling corruption in manners much better than, for instance, many other emerging countries. Most emerging countries, the biggest problem they've got is the rule of law and corruption. And so maybe the Chinese system has some merit, at least for the Chinese. I'm not saying that it should be exported to the United States or any place else, but it seems to have merit for the Chinese should we want to change it.
You know, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. When we come back, Sandy, we'll talk a little bit about Ukraine and what's been going on there. You know, we're about to increase even more military support. It will be somewhere up around $4.5 billion, and it doesn't seem like it's anywhere near the end of what we're going to be adding. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.